This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Thursday. Let's thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors. Welty works for you. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Simple Time Antiques, step back into a simple time. Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor. Susan is there. And Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman over there. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Our Skywatch weather forecast is clouds today with a high 42. Did somebody say earlier this week that tomorrow was supposed to be near 50?
Maybe, but it would be very windy, and you will never know it was near 50 if it gets that high, which I don't think it's going to.
Yeah, they're saying 32, but I remember seeing something earlier this week. So 42 the high today, 32 the low tonight, chance of snow showers, and chance of scattered snow showers, and mostly cloudy tomorrow, high 32. Saturday, cloudy with a chance of snow showers again, a high 35. It is 32 now from your official weather station, WILO.
Let me just say this now, is that because I have already heard this a couple times, and I just now see that they started putting this in the forecast a little bit. Starting around Martin Luther King birthday day, which is Monday, we should expect some snow, rain, the whole bit, because the polar vortex is breaking loose from up north.
We talked about that yesterday.
And I wasn't here yesterday.
It was the day before. But yeah, remember we mentioned that. Yeah.
But I'm just saying and they finally put it in the forecast today where I see there's now a chance, at least in stuff. But those temperatures are still a lot warmer than what I've been led to believe.
So. Right. Coming up at 8:45 at our WILO Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision, Kelly Braverman with IU Health this morning. And then at 9 o'clock we'll be talking to Jason Forsyth. Oh, that'll be nice. Haven't talked to Jason for a while.
Yeah.
Hope he's doing well. Hope you're doing well as well. Give us a call if there's something on your mind. 659-3338 is the phone number. Anything we need to know here, Ken, from the news department? I heard your news this morning.
Not yet. Went and talked to Amanda Box over at Colfax yesterday. I'll have that story up sometime today. It's exactly what I don't know yet.
And what was that? It was basically a grant?
They got a grant of $4,418 from the Community Foundation to help with the flooring at the new building.
Okay.
So we did not go to the new building yesterday. We just those pictures that I've got now, even though they're fresher ones.
It's been a couple of years since I've talked to Amanda. Of course, they were trying to purchase that old
Rosenberger.
Yeah, the old building.
Got bought.
Right. I would like to see what the current owners are doing with that. I may need to take a trip to Colfax, too.
If it's where I think it is, and I think I do know where it is, I just saw it from the outside. It didn't look like anything had been done.
Yeah, on the outside anyway. Yeah. I'm so excited about their new location out there, though, for Amanda and the Historical Society and stuff. And I need to get out there to Southwest Clinton County. I need to go do that and stop at Colfax and say hi to Amanda. And while I'm out that way, I'll probably stop out and say hi to Dwayne Blacker, too. And Connie.
Yeah.
I need to get out there and make a trip. And socially distance, of course, right? Yes. with our masks. So the mask, at the beginning, it was kind of a pain, you know? I've always watched the news over the years, and it seems like China, a couple times a year, they'll have something, you know, and they show stock footage, and they're all wearing masks. Wearing a mask isn't too bad, though, and I've actually found that even communicating, you can still hear pretty clearly. You'll see TV people sometimes out in the field with a mask on, and you can understand pretty much what they're saying, though. But I was wearing a mask the other night, and I told my dog to sit, and he did something else.
file that in the garbage can back there, will you?
I had my mask on. I told the dog to sit. He did something else that rhymes with sit. He didn't quite understand me. So that's just a small thing, though. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. I came in just a hair late this morning, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And I was.
I came in a hair early this morning.
Did, right? Yeah, we kind of canceled each other out.
Yeah, I've been in here since 4 or 5. I was here at 4 this morning.
Well, thanks for your efforts.
No problem.
I know you're a dog guy. You don't have a dog currently, and I was joking. We don't either. But you used to have one, and was your buddy. So today's National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever do that?
No.
I didn't either.
My dog would have killed me.
I've had in a situation a couple times, I've had 3 or 4 dogs in a home. And, it kind of depends on the dog, but, I never got into that. Every now and then I would take, I had a Labradoodle that would really, great name recall. He was just the best dog ever. I would take him with me to work sometimes, and I'd put a little bandana on him or something. He was pretty cool. I miss Pepper a lot. But today's National Dress Up Your Pet Day, all right? Mm-hmm. Veterinarians say it's okay to dress up your pets as long as it doesn't stress them out or constrict their breathing.
So. Yeah.
Some people go overboard with it, though, right?
And considering everything that's going on in politics right now, I kind of find it's also interesting that it's Ratification Day.
Is it really?
Yes, it really is.
Let's ratify something.
Okay, this is for the signing of the Treaty of Paris in 1784, officially ending the American Revolution. Yeah.
Boy, is that not apropos, right? Wow. Yeah, we're getting ready to have another revolution. And today, in 1784, they officially ended the American Revolution. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Wow.
I had to throw that out there. Just like,
apropos,
okay.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. College basketball fans, and perhaps more importantly, businesses in Indiana, will have to wait just a little bit longer to find out how many people will be allowed to watch the NCAA basketball tournament. NCAA leaders yesterday said they will decide about fans next month. The entire basketball tournament will be held in Indiana, of course. Everyone from hotel and restaurant owners to tourism officials in Indianapolis, Bloomington, and West Lafayette are hoping for a boom from fans who flock to the games, Ken.
I will tell you what really happens more than people want to acknowledge. People will go to bars, eateries, things like that. You know, and just sit and watch while they eat.
Absolutely.
Eat and drink and then sit. So, I mean, they're going to do that's where you're really going to make your money, is right there.
Yeah, I would tend to agree.
And you're not going to make it by people going necessarily to the game, buying this, buying that, and then probably throwing it out as soon as they hit the exit. But that's.
Right. Well, you just think of all the, a lot of people are going to be eating and, probably doing some shopping and this and that.
Gases, I'm sure gas will be up about that time.
Yeah, they'll crank the gas up to make some extra money and everything. But that is so exciting that it's coming, that's going to be in Indiana.
You know, and the other side of the coin, I don't think people really understand. And I don't care what motels and hotels want to say. They jack those prices up when they know those people are going to be around. I don't care what they tell you. They do it.
Right.
So,
well, you and I were talking the other day, and with all your connections, since you're inside the huddle,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be fun if you and I took an afternoon off on a Tuesday or Thursday, and you got us a couple tickets to go over, and you and I just go watch a college basketball game together in West Lafayette.
Well, it's going to depend on the schedule because really the games that you can get tickets to, probably the easiest is going to be the first four games, which is
we're just going to go for the ambiance, So I don't care who we watch, man. I just want to go to something. I miss concerts and sporting events.
As long as there's an Igloo Institute against SOS Tech.
Yeah, I don't want to watch that, but I probably would just to have something to do.
Yeah.
So keep working on that. All right.
All right.
Indiana's governor says the state's ready for whatever comes next week. Governor Holcomb yesterday didn't get into specifics about security measures he's taking at the state capitol ahead of possible protesters. The FBI is warning that some of those protests could become violent. Holcomb says Indiana is ready. His comments came on the same day he ordered 625 Indiana National Guard troops to D.C. to help with security for Joe Biden's inauguration next week.
And I don't want to beat a dead horse, but I'm just saying, if the governments don't take this threat seriously, Even though it may not happen,
right.
You got to take it seriously,
right.
More seriously than it's been taken in the past.
Right.
If you don't do that, you deserve whatever happens.
I would tend to agree with you on that. I think they've got a pretty good idea of what they're going to do. They've got a plan.
You hope they have.
But you don't know until you get there, right?
That's right.
Now,
you won't know.
Now, the biggest thing is, you know, Trump's came out and said it the last couple of days, and most conservative friends I talk to say, you know, we don't want violence. We don't want armed guard. You know, regardless of how I feel, this is the reality of it right now. I don't think we're ready for armed confrontation.
I would hope not.
We may get there.
Oh, I think we're going to get there.
Okay. I mean, it could be another revolutionary war. But, you know, let's move on, man. Let's move on.
I would honestly hope, regardless of how you feel or whatever, I would hope that people would refrain from whatever they're thinking about doing and just let things happen and let things simmer. And let's move forward and just see what happens.
Sometimes violence is the answer.
Yeah.
Not right now.
Well, I keep getting something from a specific individual who I will not mention. He's telling me stuff that, you know, basically says that's all. It says a revolution is needed.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might have a good idea who that is.
Mm-hmm. Well, more people in Indiana can now get the coronavirus vaccine, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
The State Department of Health yesterday said anyone who is 70 years old or older can now get the shot.
Right.
The age threshold had been 80 and up. The Department of Health says over 260,000 people in the state have gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. That number is expected to top 450,000 by the end of the month. So what did we get, 150 this week?
Yeah, we got 150. Then it was only supposed to be 100. They got up to 150. They've got 150 coming, 150 appointments for next week. Those appointments are already taken.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at probably another week or more.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I would just say if you have an opportunity to sign up, do it, and you just wait and see because you might be surprised what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do it, right?
Yeah.
Do it. Go to the website.
That way you're always safe and, you know, you're safe from, you know, the unexpected. If it does take 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever,
right.
You're ready to go. But then also just make sure you get your appointment taken care of because that's what you're going to have to
and
do.
And don't forget the follow-up dose.
That's right.
Too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been a lot of talk on social media the last couple of days about, Twitter and Facebook has banned Trump for life, basically. Mm-hmm. There are a few other social media platforms out there called, there's one called MeWe.
Yeah.
There's one called Parler.
That's the one that keeps getting a lot of attention right now.
So Apple and Google basically booted Parler off their servers,
yeah,
so they don't have anywhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
And the CEO said they were going to find somebody to host them, and they'll be back next week because they shut them down Sunday. But now, I went ahead and signed up. I got a Parler account last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO of Parler says the social media platform may never return after being shut down by Amazon. Saturday, Amazon Web Services suspended Parler. Parler CEO John Matz said to Reuters on Wednesday that he's not now sure if Parler will ever return. After the interview was published, Matt says he was optimistic that Parler would eventually return, though it may take weeks now. The social media company favored by conservatives has filed a suit against Amazon, claiming it breached its contract with Parler. And I just think the freedom of speech has to work both ways. You know, if you don't like what someone's saying, keep scrolling or turn off the radio.
I would agree, right? But I'm saying don't threaten.
Absolutely.
What they did.
And it goes back to no violence. It's not the time for it.
That's right. The one thing they threatened, I don't care who you are, you do not do that.
We agree on that 110%. World Health Organization now says health professionals have administered about 28 million doses of the coronavirus vaccine worldwide. Speaking at a virtual event, WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan says there have been 5 different vaccines or platforms used in about 46 countries. He noted most of the vaccinations have happened in the world's wealthiest countries and called for more equity. Ryan said there are populations who are not going to get vaccinated unless or until we learn to share better. So we'll keep an eye on that. 28 million, that's quite a bit, though.
Yeah, but I still keep seeing these disturbing numbers that says it isn't going fast enough.
Yep, me too.
And I've also seen the possibility that I saw a story that I thought about maybe getting this guest on. Nah, let's just don't agitate it too much. But they said it could be 10 years before everybody gets vaccinated.
Wow.
One time.
You know, was that worldwide?
Yes.
Or, yeah. I can see that. I can see some of that. I saw where Dollar General is giving its workers 4 hours of pay to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
The company says the offer is currently only for frontline workers, but they do plan to extend it to its distribution and transportation teams. They say this offer is only an incentive, and they will not require workers to get the shots. Dollar General is one of the first big companies to offer an incentive for employees to get immunized.
You know, I like Dollar General a lot, but I really could get behind them a lot more if they wouldn't leave all their stuff that's waiting to be put on the shelves sitting in the aisles.
Well, I was a assistant manager at a very busy Dollar General in Indianapolis many years ago.
All right.
And those are called Rolltainers.
Right.
And when we get our truck once or twice a week, usually comes at 4 in the morning, they pull it off, they count everything, and then you start putting it on the shelves. Well, because they want to make money, too, they don't want too many people there. It's not like they have extra people come in on truck day. So you got someone running register, maybe a manager, and they're working on it kind of as they can. But you're right. The aisles are kind of tight.
Well, the thing is, the aisles are tight to start with before you even put that roller in there.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You can barely get two people down an aisle. I don't care what you do.
Right.
And they've remodeled it to the point now where it seems like everything keeps shrinking.
Yeah, you're right on that. I think that's just the perception, though. I don't think it shrinks, but
well,
it seems like it.
It seems like it has.
Yeah, it seems like it's just not cut out the right way. Now, the one over by the BMV,
yeah,
I kind of like that one pretty well, but it's not my favorite one. My favorite one is the one right here over by us.
Yeah.
Over there across from the one by Del Rio.
The one thing kind of bothers me about the one with the first one, I like it too. But sometimes it's not very clean. And this one's starting to come over here. It's kind of getting the same way.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot in there. Mm-hmm. I do like Dollar General.
Oh, I do, so. Too.
All right. Cindy has left a message for our guest, so we'll hope to connect with Kelly Braverman in a few minutes. If you would like to talk to Ken and myself, our phone number is 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463.
Do you really want to have a Cadillac that flies?
You know, I'm intrigued, Ken. Tell me.
Well, it was unveiled at the Virtual Consumer Electronics Show. The concept was a single-passenger drone that could do 55 miles per hour and take off and land vertically. The idea is what they were hopping from rooftop to rooftop with just a few years from now.
So I just put Flying Cadillac in my Google search engine.
Mm-hmm.
And let me click images here real quick.
I don't know if I want to see this or not.
It doesn't look anything like a car.
That's probably probably not.
It looks kind of cool, actually. Yeah, it's like a big drone that you set it. That's kind of cool.
Now
I'll take two.
I'm going to ask a dumb question.
We need a station van that flies.
Now let's put it this way: does it have a rooftop that you take? You know,
it looks like it. Yeah, it's got the convertible option.
Now if it's got that option, I might be interested.
Get your hair blowing in the air and everything. Wow, this is pretty darn cool. Yeah, it was GM unveiled it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this was one day ago. Yeah, man, I'm liking that. You wrap it in the Wilo
kind of like the
logo,
the Jetsons.
Yeah, the Jetsons. Oh yeah,
maybe they were the first thing that the Jetsons ever got right.
Maybe I'm excited about this. I got to know the price, though.
I don't think you want to know the price.
No.
Because Cadillac's expensive to start with.
To start with, yeah. Right? Yeah, probably best.
Yeah. We don't do
that. Maybe I can trade it out for a little radio advertising. Because radio works. Radio gets results.
Not going to go where I could go with that, but I'll just let that one go.
Well, I'm sitting in for Todd Berryman this week, or today, tomorrow, for the Wilo Morning Show, and Monday. Todd had a birthday earlier this week, and had scheduled a couple days off, and then he said, hey, I've still got one more. Can I do Monday? And I said, yeah, go ahead. So we do, during the morning show, the Todd Berryman School of Culinary Arts,
mm-hmm.
and then Stupid People Acting Stupidly with Amber Waves of Stupid,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, the Brett Capps Box from the Attic. Mm-hmm. But the Stupid People Acting Stupidly was... this morning, I could have qualified for someone acting stupidly.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that, but it's going to be fine.
But I should have used this guy A newly released study describes how a man almost died from injecting magic mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, I saw that out in Nebraska.
Into his blood. This medical journal report says 30-year-old Nebraska man was brought into a hospital emergency room confused, nauseous, jaundiced, with diarrhea and vomiting blood.
Sounds like a date I've had.
Right? Following several test results, doctors determined that the man was going into organ failure as fungi were invading his liver and kidneys. It was discovered that the man, who was manic and depressed, turned to the use of magic mushrooms to treat his addiction to opioids. Instead of consuming a tea mix, he injected it, causing actual fungus to develop in his blood supply. After 3 weeks on a ventilator and antibiotics, the man recovered and was released to his family. Unbelievable. I just can't believe he lived.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to look at this study here, not to change the subject, but I want to.
No, you're good.
Yeah. If you want to avoid natural disasters, and of course, I think you can guess the main place you stay away from.
Right.
Los Angeles County.
Right.
Out of 3,000 counties in America, it was ranked as the worst for potential of natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
FEMA calculated the National Risk Index. I'd like to see. I'm going to have to look this up. Based on the chance of either an earthquake, hurricane, tornado, floods, and even volcanoes and tsunamis. Washington State has the biggest risk of coastal flooding. I can maybe see that. And somehow New York and Philadelphia has a higher risk of tornadoes than even Oklahoma.
That doesn't seem right.
No, it doesn't seem right. I'm trying to think, okay, where in New York could you find a tornado going through it?
Right, exactly. I don't know that I've ever heard of a tornado warning for New York.
Unless it's out on the island someplace.
Yeah, the Long Island.
Yeah, but other than that, I can't see,
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. I think we've got our guest, maybe.
I would think we probably do.
It's Cindy, quit talking to her.
Now, be nice. She kept you afloat this morning.
She absolutely did, and she always does. Yeah. Thank you very much. It is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. We say good morning to Kelly Braverman.
Kelly, what's going on?
Good morning. Well, I had my first COVID shot. That's my big news.
All right. Right on. Yeah. How do you feel?
And it didn't even hurt. I feel fine. Good. I feel great. Actually, I don't consider myself a crier, but I tell you, I got to the car and I felt like this emotional wave come over me. I think, 10 months worth of dealing with COVID.
Boy, you're right.
It's a relief.
You're right,
it's
Kelly. That hits the nail on the head. You're right. I can totally see that as an emotional thing. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't expect it either.
Yeah, right.
it kind of hit me funny. So I think I had some pent-up emotion there. And
sure.
The relief, it was wonderful. And I could not thank all the volunteers that are working all over the state to make this come to fruition.
Well, there's a lot of volunteers, and that's what's going to make this make or break this thing, probably, that gets right down to it.
Yeah. It went swimmingly.
Nobody caught you in that moment, did they?
Nobody did what?
I said nobody caught you in that moment of letting all your emotions go, did they?
No, I was in the car hiding.
Okay. I was going to say that, if that comes up to be an 8x9, 9x11 glossy somewhere, you're going to be getting worried about it.
No, because it did not hurt. It was not those kind of tears. It was really impressive to mm-hmm. see how many people were coming out and waiting. And then soon thereafter, we had our 80 and older, and now we've got our 70 and older coming out.
And then the next week, my age group was probably going to get out there.
I hope so. We
the over 60 group.
There you go. Mm-hmm. It's just encouraging. Hopefully we'll get enough people to get this herd immunity. There's lots of great resources online if anyone's interested in learning more. And I think there's some really great information out there for folks.
Has the situation that you guys with the hospital beds, has that gotten better, or is it still about the same, or where are you at with that?
It depends. We're part of what we call the West Central Region, which includes Arnett Hospital. And while our COVID numbers have stopped increasing, which is just as positive for us right now, the building is still packed. And so we have just a lot of sick people right now, that includes COVID and non-COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard with staffing and making sure you have everyone available. And, these people that work in all of our healthcare facilities are often moms and dads, and they have, maybe sick kids at home that they have to go watch, or they themselves ended up with COVID or a loved one, and so our staffing levels are challenging mm-hmm. to make sure that we have the right people in the right places.
I guess the question I need to ask, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, but you look at the map and around the state, there are three counties with two, and there's about 15 or 16, 2.5, everything else is red throughout the entire state. And yet they say...
Well, Indiana's been a red state, right?
Yeah. And I was going to say that, but they keep saying numbers are going down. So if you're saying numbers are going down, why is everything up so high then?
I said numbers are not going up. so that's twofold. And I'm not an expert on this by any...
I'm not either.
But one of the things I think I understand is that when it flips to red, you have to have so many consecutive days of a drop before it can change colors again.
That sounds right.
So it's not right. A daily change, right? And so there may be a little lag in even when it turns red, maybe it should have been red faster, and when it hopefully soon turns back to orange, maybe it was ready to turn orange sooner. But I think they look at these as a run rate, really.
Well, the thing of it is that these stats are actually at least 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks behind. So actually we're still dealing with part of Christmas and New Year's.
Well, and I think there's some theory out there that during holidays, people did not maybe get the same number of COVID tests
right.
performed.
That's right.
And so there may be a little backlog with that theory as well.
Mm-hmm. So. But everything moving forward like you like it over at the hospital?
Very much so. Very much so. We will, fingers crossed and Mother Nature willing, we will be starting our demolition by the end of this month on the Legacy Building.
Okay. Well, hopefully Mother Nature misses what I keep hearing we're going to get about next week. So I'm hoping she's wrong.
Bite your tongue, Ken.
I've already bit it, and I don't want to bite it off.
Kevin. Well, Kelly, we appreciate your time as always.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Anytime. Anything big coming up at the hospital here in the next month or two? Besides the demolition.
Yeah, I think that's big enough for me at the moment.
Let her get past that.
I think we'll handle that keep moving. But I'm just looking forward to the time where you can see the new hospital in all its glory from Jackson. Instead of having to weasel around to come see it, because it's so pretty and the big windows. And we've been getting a lot of great comments on how spacious it feels and welcoming and the light just.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, Kelly, have a great week, and we'll catch you next time around.
Thanks so much. Take care. Be safe.
Take care, Kelly. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good day. And we're going to take a break. We'll come right back with Jason Forsyth, the Frankfort Street Department Superintendent, on the way next from Wilo's Party Line.
This is Party Line, on the air for over 60 years on WILO, Frankfort, Indiana, USA, a Casper Media station.
When it comes to the outside of your house, leave it to Welty's to make it right and keep it right. Roofing, siding, windows, guttering and more. Welty's is the proven and dependable place to go for quality since 1937. Welty's Custom Exteriors of Frankfurt.
Hi, this is Ryan Welty. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Whatever you want to do, Welty works for you.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, just off the square at 50 West Clinton Street in Frankfort, is open. Michelle and her staff have limited hours, but an unlimited selection of primitives and antiques to make any room of your home more beautiful and relaxing. Simple Time Antiques and Primitives will be open on Tuesdays by appointment only and 10 to 4 Wednesday through Saturday. Call ahead at 765-652-2504 for Tuesday appointments. From Simple Time Antiques and Primitives, where they remind you to surround yourself with the people and the things you love.